This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 204 for Wednesday, December 28th. Ice canola futures turn lower on Wednesday as pressure from comparable oils erase earlier gains. At the final settlement, the lightly traded January canola contract gives up $8.50 at $859 per ton, while the much more heavily traded March contract sheds 70 cents at $864 per ton, and the May contract dips 50 cents at $861.50. While Chicago soybeans and soy meal are on the rise, soy oil is backtracking, as are European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are lower and putting pressure on vegetable oils. An analyst suggests with the loosening of COVID-19 restrictions in China, plus strong exports out of Vancouver, along with other supportive factors, that the nearby March canola contract could make a run for $900 per ton in the near future. The Canadian dollar is higher on Wednesday as the loonie is at 73.59 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 73.51. After a bout of Arctic air bringing cold temperatures across much of the continental United States, they are now moving upward and set to push above normal. Precipitation is also expected in a number of regions that could help alleviate dry conditions and add snow cover to the more northerly areas. Indonesia is expected to announce a commodity export ban on Wednesday that is to include palm oil. Farmers in Argentina are battling drought conditions with the window for planting their corn closing rapidly. The wheat harvest is underway in Australia with a record bounty widely expected. Despite claiming to be ready for peace talks, Russia presses on with its missile and drone attacks throughout Ukraine. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday. The March contract rises 25 cents at $15.14 per bushel. March soy oil drops 1.42 cents at 64.97 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal jumps $13.50 at $461.30 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Wednesday as the March contract is up 8 cents at $6.83 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with its March contract up 6 cents at $376.50. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March advancing 11 cents at $7.85.50. Kansas City March tacks on 3 cents at $8.82. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March loses 1.5 cents at $9.33. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.